I meant to get to this yesterday. I've had several people send this to me. This one had the headline and the comment that I liked the best. This is from Handy. And he says, how can you enforce something that is voluntary? Here's the headline. Massachusetts mosquitoes lock down Massachusetts towns, enforce voluntary curfew to combat deadly EEE outbreak. So he says, not the politicians who are doing it. It's the mosquitoes are locking the town down. If you go outside, the mosquitoes are going to sting you. It isn't that you're going to be beaten or accosted by cops, but yes, you will be. Yes, you will be. They say that it's voluntary, but it's not voluntary. If you read down to the bottom of the third paragraph here, it says, while the curfew is voluntary and not enforced by law, they didn't bother to pass a law. It's just an edict from some guy who swore to uphold the Constitution, and now he's decided that he's going to ignore it. While the curfew is voluntary and not enforced by law, means they didn't have a law, the town encourages compliance to protect public health. Bob, it doesn't stop just there. Here's how they enforce it, because they do enforce it. Residents who wish to use town fields during curfew hours must provide proof of insurance and sign an indemnification form. Do you have a law for that? No, they don't either. They're just going to intimidate people with that. What happens if you don't provide proof of insurance? What happens if you don't sign their form? Who says that they're responsible for you being outdoors anyway, right? But I have to show proof of insurance to be outside. It sounds like what they do to us with cars. Now walking outside has now been turned into a government-granted privilege, like they claim to have done in terms of cars. So it's an evening curfew, and you will have to stay indoors after 6 p.m. until September 30th. And then on October the 1st, they're going to ramp it up. You have to stay indoors beginning at 5 p.m. So this is a hallmark of what we saw, the incrementalism, or as Fauci said, you do it with chaos, you do it from the inside, and you do it iteratively. That's how you get people to do what you want here. And so they're going to start out with 6 p.m., because if they started at 5 p.m., that'd be more of an irritant. I mean, this is well before it gets dark. And so if they were to start at 5 p.m., well, then, people would be more likely to push back against this thing. So let's get them accustomed. We'll start with a later date, and then we'll move the time up into the afternoon where people have to go inside and stay because of mosquitoes. You know, why change? Well, because this is behavioral science. It's not medical science. And they're doing this incrementally. And I just got to say, you know, when I grew up in Florida, that's one thing Florida's got, and that is mosquitoes. We have lots of mosquitoes, had lots of mosquitoes, still do, I guess, in Florida. And we would have these trucks that would go around spraying stuff. And this is why they're saying to people, you got to go indoors because we're going to spray aerial stuff. Well, I was a kid, they would come around with these mosquito foggers. I mean, we actually lived on a small lake, they would come around, especially around the lake area, with the mosquito foggers. And of course, we stayed outside most of the time after we got out of school, which people don't do anymore. And maybe that's one of the ways they're going to get this through in Massachusetts. I guess, is there anybody outdoors anyway? I usually don't see anybody outdoors, but we get out of school and we go outside and play. We get driven out by our mothers to go outside and play, you know. And then when it was dinner time, they'd ring a big bell and we'd all go back to our homes to eat dinner and that type of thing. It's very, very common. But then when the mosquito fogger came around, we'd all get out of the house and we would follow the mosquito fogger, which was spraying out all kinds of stuff. DDT, Chlordane, Lindane. Go back and look at this stuff. It's amazing that we're still alive, isn't it? We took the vaccines. We followed the mosquitoes, fucking trucks, and all the rest of this stuff. So they're worried about the Eastern equine encephalitis. So this is horse brain stuff. Maybe ivermectin works on it, right? It's for horses, y'all. Well, this is equine encephalitis. So it's a recommendation, says this article, but the other one made it clear that they're going to harass you and require things of you if you're outside. So Massachusetts is kind of, this is a test, right? The PCR is not a test, but this is the test. This is the test of your critical thinking. This is a test of your will to be free and a test of your compliance to their arbitrary and capricious orders. So far this year in Massachusetts, there's only been one human case of this. And you notice that the person didn't die, or they would have said that the person had died. They would have pushed all the panic buttons, and this person died. No, he didn't die. There's only been one human case of this. How do they know that it was a case of that? Well, they probably did a PCR test. Who knows if the person even had it? But they've had mosquitoes that have tested positive for triple E. The infected person who lives in Oxford remains hospitalized and is courageously battling this virus, or battling whatever they're sick from, along with a PCR test identifying the virus. The lockdowns are considered to be recommendations, and there will be no enforcement if residents do not comply, said a town spokesman, except that you have to show proof of insurance and sign a paper saying that you are outside at your own risk.
The common man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.